way you look in the news headlines, and I scan a lot of them every day, it just gets to the point where you think, is there any nation left on this planet where relative peace and tranquility still exist? And the answer is no, if this vax genocide is engaged, and we know what's happened to the countries in Africa who have said no to the vaccines. Their presidents have all been murdered. 3 in the last year. So it's either play ball or start digging your own grave, because that's what happens. And then the president of Haiti, same thing. He wasn't in Africa, but he tried for his people to do the right thing. It cost him his life. The message will get out, and people will simply stop trying. They kill people all the time. Taliban captures and then executes well-known Afghan comedian who told jokes as they dragged him away. I guess once a comedian, always a comedian. Not good over there. Not good. And it was all done with utter intent. I think the number of vehicles, Humvees and so forth, was 80,000 that were left behind. Very high-level sophisticated computer software was left behind. Facial recognition types of things. Armaments, helicopters, small jet, ground attack craft, heavy armor, you name it. Biden gave it all to him. We've spent trillions over there. And I guess he left, it was something like $80 billion worth of vehicular and other types of hardware. Just right there on the surface. Now they're going after all the government supporters and killing them. They're executing them. They'll never be heard from again. They're pushing up sand in the desert. It's over. Done. This always happens, though. All right, what we're going to do these next 2 hours is sit back and exercise our minds a little bit while we listen to some of the so-called leaders of the world being exposed by David Oates and reverse speech. This is always highly enjoyable and highly informative. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Hello? You there?
I'm fine. Thank you, David.
Oh, good.
And you?
Well, I got a bit of case of, I'm not too sure what they call it, shredding. I was at a birthday party last night where everyone was vaccinated, and I started feeling quite sick. I had to come home.
So okay, now slow down. Whoa. You went to a birthday party last night.
Right.
Were these, like, just friends or friends and family? I don't need
family.
Names. But
family.
Okay.
Family.
You went to a family birthday party, and not everybody in the family is vaxxed.
No, right? Everyone is vaxxed. Everyone is vaxxed.
Everyone but you.
Everyone but
oh,
me.
Oh, David.
Vaxxed.
Oh. All right. Hold on. Now, this is very important. So you went, you spent, what, 3-4 hours, I guess, something like that at the party.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Were you observing any kind of very careful social distancing? Just, you got to hug your kids and your relatives. I understand that.
No, there was no social distancing or anything. No, of course not. No.
Okay. I didn't think so. All right. Now, so you went, you had fun. What happened?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened with you.
I started feeling woozy and off color.
When?
Almost about the time I left. I was about to leave anyway, but I started to feel woozy, off color, and then I left. And when I got home, I was shaking. I had the shakes, you know, and shivers and woozy stomach, and I don't know. I can't explain it. It was just
fever. Did you feel hot?
Yeah, low,
feverish.
It was a low level fever, not a high level fever.
All right.
Yeah. Low-level fever.
This is very,
I'm feeling
very...
Sorry?
Go.
I'm feeling better today, but it's still there in the background. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you should feel better tomorrow. Your body should be able to fight this off. What happened was, in all likelihood, you were exposed to the spike protein. And
right.
It's a protein. It doesn't replicate, but you took some on enough to have an impact from it. There may be graphene oxide involved, too. We're studying that now, trying to figure it out. But you clearly were shed upon, and you got
yeah.
it. I mean, you didn't get vaxxed, but you got some of the results of those who have been vaccinated. And I don't know how much more clearly it can be stated than what you just said. Did you talk to the family today and tell them, you know, I think I might have picked something up?
I'm not going to tell
them. It wouldn't do any good.
No, of course not. I'm not going to tell them. I haven't even shown them my book, The Big Con.
What a nice dad you are. All right. Look. I think you're going to be fine. Are you taking the supplements that we recommend that we've talked about this before? Do you keep up on them?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I
keep up on myself. So. All right. Taking massive doses of vitamin C, for example, you know.
Well, no. I'm going to send you a list, 6 things, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to do this. It's very important. Vitamin C is fine, but you need vitamin D3, and I'm just speaking
I'm
as me.
D3.
How many units
D3.
A day? How many units?
5,000.
Double it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Are you taking vitamin K2?
No, I'm not.
You must. It enables vitamin D3 to be far more effective. It's a simple. Vitamin K2.
Okay.
Quercetin.
What's that spelled? Quercetin.
Quercetin. I'll send you a list. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Okay. I'll probably
get...
taking that. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. Okay.
Well, I've sent you a list before, but look, these proteins are not, thank God, replicating. So your immune system will defeat them. They're causing a problem. And if it is the spike protein, and if it does do what we know they do, it has gone into your circulatory system and caused problems. It may have even started a couple of micro clots. Nothing big, tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny. But from little acorns, giant oaks can grow. So that's why you want to stay away from people who have been vaxxed. If you, let's just hypothetically lay this out. You go to work every day. You got an office of people, 10, 12 people in the office. They've all been vaxxed. You haven't. And you're there 8 hours a day. All right? And if you, let's just say you went to a party with your relatives and family and friends like you did last night every day. You can see what would happen to you.
Yep. Wow, it's a scary. Gee whiz, almost makes me feel like putting a sign on my front door. Vaxxed people are not welcome.
They shouldn't, David, they shouldn't be. And it has nothing to do with being a nice person or a bad person or anything. It has to do with protecting yourself, and you have a God-given right to do that. And furthermore, you can tell them that since so many vaccinated people are getting sick, you want to help protect them by keeping your distance. Do you see? You turn it around. The psychology.
Yeah.
Now, we think that most of the vax people who are getting sick because of the vaccination. We don't think it's COVID, which has yet to be fully isolated or identified. It's very questionable that there really is a virus. So, all right. Glad you're okay. You should be better tomorrow, and I will send you some material later.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it. Yeah, I'm just feeling off color today. I was feeling quite sick last night. I had to go to bed early, you know.
Have no idea, my friend, how many people have gone on online to social media groups to post similar stories.
How?
Tens and tens and tens of thousands.
Wow.
Maybe more. Now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says she has a source, an insider at Pfizer, a whistleblower, who called her crying, saying that the true number of dead at one point was over 200,000 Americans murdered within 1 week.
Wow.
The total number is over 1 million.
Of vaccine deaths.
That's right.
That's scary. That's
why these reversals are so important.
Yeah, right.
One of the reasons, there are many reasons, but we to be able to hear Fauci lie, to be able to hear that disgusting head of the CDC lie, is very helpful to people who are still sitting on the fence. They haven't chosen to get vaccinated yet. But unfortunately, I hate to report this, but I've said it before already tonight, that more and more people are caving in and taking the shots. This has got to stop.
They're almost making it in Australia, they're almost making it so you can't do anything without the vax. They've just put no jab orders on, no vaccine, no entry on the state of Queensland and also South Australia, my state. So you can't cross the border unless you got the vaccine.
It's going to get worse. You won't be able to go to the supermarket for food. You're going to have somebody pick it up for you and bring it home. Be prepared for that. This is not a joke. They will not go to the full extent of holding somebody down and forcing them to take the shot. They're going to make them suffer. And they'll use them to their own political advantage by saying these are the enemies of freedom and safety and good health. These unvaxxed, these dirty, unwashed, unvaxxed people. That's what they're doing.
You know, I played a reversal many months ago. I'm going to play it again. This is on Fauci talking about the vaccines. Very ominous warning that seems to be coming true more and more week by week. So here's the forwards.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
And backwards, then they mark you all be lost.
Then they mark you all be lost.
Then they mark you all be lost.
I think he's saying will be lost. Then they mark you, will be lost.
Okay, here it is again.
Then they mark you, will be lost.
Oh, yeah.
Then they mark you, will be lost.
It is will.
Then they mark you, will be lost.
Yeah, will be lost. Then they mark you. See, I don't want to get apocalyptic, but when I hear that reversal, I think of the mark of the beast. No one can buy or sell. You know, is the vaccine the prelude to the mark? Oh, which, the way it's looking, it certainly seems to be heading that way. So,
it is the mark. It is a mark. And you've been marked if you've been vaxxed. And God help you. I don't know what's going to happen. We're trying, and the supplements out there seem to be interfering with some of the docking of the spike protein to some of the ACE2 receptors that are located on virtually every cell in the body, especially on the endothelial cells inside the blood veins, arteries, and capillaries. So if you can interrupt that docking, you can minimize or cut back on the damage done. And that's just in the circulatory system. We're not talking about the brain here, which is a primary target of this thing. Now, we believe that there are many different configurations of the vaccine that are being given to people. We also believe that there are cases and cases of saline that are given to people to keep the number of obviously suffering and dead and dying people down a little bit, because if everybody who got the shot went down, they'd have to stop, or we'd like to think so. So they're trying to keep some areas, I think, in some groups of people, the numbers of dead and injured for life down by using saline. We have no way of controlling what's being put in these vaccines. We have no direct knowledge of exactly what's in the vaccine you may have gotten or get if you have. We have seen pictures of these are electron microscopy at work, electron microscope pictures of the vaccine. And in the actual, what should be a clear and pure carrier liquid medium, are uncountable numbers of little nano-sized particles. We have no idea what they do, but they are in there, and they should not be in there. This should be a clean medium carrying the mRNA or whatever it is they're going to use, but it's not. These vaccines look like they're filthy dirty, but they're filthy dirty with nanotech is what's going on. That's the best we can come up with.
Wow. That's scary stuff. Well, you know, after last night, I'm a firm believer in the shedding, I tell you.
There's no doubt about it, David. None. No doubt.
A vaccine.
No doubt about it. It's not a vaccine. We shouldn't even call it that. It's a goddamn bioweapon. That's all it is. Yeah. It's not a vaccine designed to make anybody healthier. It is a weapon.
Well, that's what all the reversals say. Point of fact, I think
you have exposed that. Your book.
Got reversals to say it's a weapon, if I remember correctly.
I think you're quite right. David's book, The Con, The Big Con, tells it all. It's with reversals. It's all there.
Yeah.
The problem is, David, we're getting so many different stories to try to cover, different angles to this, different liars exposed. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. I know. I'm just going through all the Fauci verses trying to find one about a weapon. But there's so many use the word con. It's a con. Here's one that says the disease was built. Where was that one? I just saw that one. Here, listen to this one. What do you mean the disease is built?
It's terrible, Chuck, particularly, you know, for those of us who've dealt with diseases in which you don't have an effective countermeasure.
The disease is built.
This disease is built. It's a bioweapon. Of course it was built. And he was involved with building it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to find reversals about weapon. I can't see it at the top of my head. I got so many hundreds.
Take a look during the break. It's okay. Don't do it now. You know, David, I thank you for sharing that on the shedding issue. This is a very big thing. We call it the bystander effect or the innocent bystander effect. And this is happening a lot. This is how I believe they planned from the beginning to try to achieve a semblance of what the vaccines would achieve by simply having the human body throwing off spike proteins and probably graphene oxide. We don't know for sure yet, but we do know that the spike protein is the number one suspect villain. We've got pictures, we've got the whole thing. So there you go.
Hey, listen to this reverse on Fauci. I'm just seeing them at random here. I'm in my Fauci file.
Now that we're doing well and you look over at India, they're terribly suffering from this. So,
They're war killing you. Yeah, I guess that's talking about the vaccine, I guess.
They're war killing you. They're war. It's referencing, obviously, the vax program somehow.
Yeah.
What is your thought? Let me ask you. What are your thoughts about this little creep?
Fauci?
Yeah.
He's a mini Dr. Mengele from the Nazis.
He's worse than that.
Look, he is deliberately and consciously, with intent, conning and deceiving the public. So he can probably make money.
He's already made a fortune.
Yeah, a fortune. Absolutely, he has. I mean, like this one here. Listen to this one. I'm just pulling about.
You know, it certainly has not been easy, Chuck. I'm doing fine. I focus on my job, you know, as the director.
With my cash to see the con.
With my cash to see the con.
There's my cash to see the con. And here, listen to this one. You know, just.
That if we get 70 to 85% of the population vaccinated, that we will, in fact, get a degree of herd immunity, which would be represented by kind of an umbrella or a blanket of protection
Well, that's a load of BS because it's
I was just going to say the same thing. Total BS. Total.
Had to deal a scam. He's dealing a scam. It's a load of rubbish. You can't believe
it. Go to the one before this one you just played. Go back one, if you would.
Hang on. What was the one? With my cash to see the con. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it certainly has not been easy, Chuck. I'm doing fine. I focus on my job, you know, as the director.
With my cash to see the con.
With my cash to see the con.
With my cash to see the con. With my cash to see the con.
He is, I just want to underscore that this guy is a whore. He's doing this all for money. He's a professional. This is bad. God, and I'm thinking of that book they put out on him, how he was a paper boy when he was a kid riding his bike, and it was how little Tony Fauci became America's doctor. America's doctor. That's the title of the book. Don't buy it, friends, just making a point. All right, we'll be right back with David. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with David Oates, Reverse Speech. Wow, and if you missed the first half hour, David went to a family get-together last night, and by the time he left, all of them, incidentally, have been vaxxed. By the time he left, he was starting to feel lousy, and he was sick all night. He's still not feeling right now. A little better today. We're forecasting he'll be okay in the next day or two. But he did get either spike proteins, maybe some graphene oxide. And then the other issue, and someone just sent me, John sent me this note, and he's right. And we've actually been discussing this very issue here. He wrote, he's a doctor. He said, there is no way people, you or anyone, will be able to avoid the vaxxed. 90% of humans will eventually be vaxxed. David Oates is feeling the vibes of the vax. It's not a physical transmission. It's a vibration that makes everyone feel sick. Well, I wrote back to him and I said, that's very astute. We have been discussing that very aspect here. If 5G can activate the graphene oxide to become an ionizing radiation medium inside the body, therefore cooking people from within, it stands to reason that it can be also transmitting it to those nearby. These are vibrational frequencies, all right? There may well be other frequencies in the vaccines. Remember what Tesla said, it's all about frequencies. So I think that's another aspect of this. We do know that spike proteins are being shed. They're coming out of, can I point to one and say, here, there's one, there's proof? No. But the body is constantly dropping things, right? Out through all body fluids, sweat, tears, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like HIV. So there's that, but then there's the vibrational aspect of everything. And when you're around a lot of it, there's no reason that you couldn't potentially be being made sick by a specific frequency. Frequencies for everything. Anyway, just another thought. Part of the matrix. Part of the matrix.
Yeah, here's a couple other reverses on Fauci. So I'm just looking through his file here. There's full of them here. Listen to this one.
Well, I think just the reality, Chuck, and history proves that wrong. There are people who have tried their best, done, you know, put masks on, washed their hands. This is a very, very transmissible virus.
He says, you've seen the cash need a lie.
You've seen the cash need a lie.
You've seen the cash need a lie. You've seen the cash need a lie.
What do you say? Reversal says it all, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Got a wonderful way of zeroing in on motives and everything. And here we got this one. Listen to this.
You have a 93% to 94% protection compared to the people who are not vaccinated. That means you have like a 9 out of 10 chance of not getting infected compared to the people who are unvaccinated.
Well, that's simply not true. I mean, we're getting people in Australia, doesn't matter whether they're vaxxed or unvaxxed, they're still getting sick. Says, look at me, the con, and need a con.
Look, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying it's all true, it's reversals. Look at me, the con, and need a con, is what it says. He's a con, and he needs a con.
That's gasoline in his fuel tank. That's exactly right.
And then you got this one here.
That if we get 70 to 85% of the population vaccinated, that we will, in fact, get a degree of herd immunity, which would be represented by kind of an umbrella or a blanket of protection.
It says, had to deal a scam.
Had to deal a scam.
This man
Everything.
Does not
no.
know what truth means.
No. Everything he said was the antithesis of truth.
Yeah.
Everything was a lie. It's all backwards. That's how they do it. And they repeat it over and over again until it sticks.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to these ones. We talk about the mark of the beast, okay? Listen to this one. I hadn't planned to play Fauci's reversal today, by the way. It just sort of came up this way. So here we go.
What we have right now, we have over 120, close to 130 million people have already received at least one dose of this.
Now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast. And now we sealed that beast.
Now we sealed that beast. And then we've got another one of very similar nature that says, where is it? I just saw it. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Now listen to this one.
People over 65, at least 85-87% have received at least one shot. We're doing well there. But as you mentioned correctly, we still have a substantial proportion of the population who's not vaccinated.
And it says, hush, now seal the beast.
Hush, no, seal the beast.
Hush, no, seal the beast. Hush, no, seal the beast.
Don't tell them what we're doing, but what we're really all about here is we are bringing in the mark of the beast. We are bringing in a totalitarian society.
Hell, if you can go further than that, too, the beast is the agent of death. It's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. That's right.
And it's going to reap a hell of a harvest.
Yeah,
Accent
is.
On hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not good. Here's one. They're talking about the vaccine.
You know, we had asked for and got about $1.15 billion to look at this with various cohorts. What it is that a certain percentage of people, we don't know exactly, anywhere from 25 to 30% of people, when they clear the virus and are so-called virologically free, they still have persistence of symptoms.
But they kill this blood.
The Nicholas blood.
Sorry, that's not a very good reversal at all. Sorry about that. That's not blood. Sorry. Scrap
oh,
that
one. Wait a minute. Play that again, please.
Persistence of symptoms. The Nicholas blood.
I've got it, but they kill this blood, but I don't think it is. But they kill with blood.
The Nicholas blood.
I'll stay with you on that. They killed with blood. The killed is a little bit stretched, but I think it's there. They killed with blood. And that means they injected, right into the bloodstream. Therefore, the blood itself became a lethal weapon against its own body. They killed with blood. I think that's a good reversal.
Okay, all right, okay. What else have we got here? Oh, here we got another reversal about the mark. Oh, gee, look at them all. They're everywhere. I've never looked all the Fauci reversals together like this. Here, I'm just seeing a couple more here. Let's just play these ones.
Brain fog, which really means they have difficulty focusing or concentrating. Yeah. It's something that we have to look at very carefully, and we are.
You will fake. somehow I've got full screen on my computer here, and it's annoying me. You will fake. Where was the other one I just saw? Here's another one about the beast. Wow. Okay.
That the risk when you are outdoors, which we have been saying all along, is extremely low. And if you are vaccinated, it's even lower. So you're going to be hearing about those kinds of recommendations soon.
And this the beast did it. The beast did it.
Your soul and the beast did it.
No, your soul. Hang on, what is it? Sorry. Your soul, the beast.
Well, the beast did it.
Your soul and the beast did it. Your soul and the beast did it.
There's a beast again, you know.
Roll it one more time. There might be something sneaky in there. I don't know. Please.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here we go.
That the risk when you are outdoors, which we have been saying all along, is extremely low. And if you are vaccinated, it's even lower. So you're going to be hearing about those kinds of recommendations soon.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it. Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast.
That almost sounds like you saw all the beast did it. There's something else in there. I can't quite make it out.
That the risk when you are outdoors, which we have been saying all along, is extremely low. And if you are vaccinated, it's even lower. So you're going to be hearing about those kinds of recommendations soon.
Okay, what are you hearing? In your soul, the beast did it? Sorry?
Try it again.
Here we go.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it. Your soul, the beast did it.
That's as close as I can get. This is all beast. Beast. Is the beast the Grim Reaper? Is the beast the mark, the proverbial satanic mark? It's probably all of the above, you know?
It's three times. Oh, look, I've got two reversals where he says exactly the same thing. I didn't know that. This one says you will fake.
Brain fog, which really means they have difficulty focusing or concentrating. Yeah. It's something that we have to look at very carefully, and we are.
You will fake.
You'll fake.
You'll fake. You'll fake.
And then we've got this one. For some reason, my computer's gone full screen, and I can't get
it.
Oh,
it drives me nuts, too. I hate that.
Jeez. And then we got another one where he says exactly the same thing. You will fake.
The CDC and the FDA did take the time to pause and re-examine it carefully and then renew the availability.
You will fake.
You'll fake.
You'll fake. You'll fake.
His subconscious is laughing at him. Yes.
Yeah.
He's just saying, you're fake. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Two completely different sections of forward dialogue with exactly the same reversal. So for those who wonder how they're getting there, it's got nothing to do with the words. It's to do with the sounds of speech. That's what's creating it. So,
and his subconscious is telling him in no uncertain terms, and remember, this is a bi-level conversation. Forward speech is one, and then the reality of it is the subconscious. So his subconscious is just saying, you'll fake it. You'll fake it.
Yes.
You're a fake.
I know. It's all through his reversals. What else have I got that I can play on? Here he says, bring the big warning, whatever this is.
That if you are fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. But with that as a background, there are local enterprises that are saying, you know, given the uncertainty of the number of people that are vaccinated in the community, given the fact that there's an uptick in infections that we are clearly seeing, with this Delta variant. Many are recommending that even though you are fully vaccinated, when you are indoors in a community with a high level of infection, in an area that does not have a high percentage of vaccines, you may want to consider wearing a mask even if you're vaccinated.
Bring in the big warning, yes.
Bring in the big warning, yes.
Bring in the big warning, yes. Bring in the big warning, yes.
So clear.
Yes, it's just scaring people. Yeah. It's just scaring people. Bring in the big warning. Yeah, I'm going to scare you to death. So, I mean, look, I, how this man ever got into the position he's in is just absolutely beyond me. Here's another one. I'm just pulling it out at random.
We want to get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can, because even though the average for the entire country are the data that you showed, there are some states, some regions in which the vaccination rate or the numbers and percentage of people that are vaccinated are considerably lower.
Bullshit. Had the dead.
Bullshit. Had the dead.
Bullshit had the dead. Bullshit
had the dead. Bullshit might be very clear, but certainly had the dead was clear.
What was the forward speech again? Did he say, add the dead? Bullshit. Add the dead.
Bullshit add the dead. Oh, okay. I'm going to play that
bullshit,
the reverse comma, again.
Add the dead.
Bullshit add the dead.
Oh, yeah. Add the dead. I can hear that. Yeah.
I don't hear an H. So monstrous. Monstrous.
Yep. Yep. It's just everywhere. Where are we? I played that one. Yes, the terror.
So. He's correct in saying that this is a possibility, and it might be, but I think it doesn't have to be an inevitability.
And yes, the terror.
Yes, the terror.
Yes, the terror. Yes, the terror.
Yeah, well, they're certainly creating an atmosphere of terror.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that at all. Of course, then we got this. This classic one that busted Fauci right open as this being gain of function. Here he's denying that this is gain of function research.
But again, we have not funded gain of function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No matter
there was research.
He says yes, super germ.
Yes,
super germ. Yes,
sure. He's proud of it.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he's just lying through his head, teeth. This man does not know how to tell the truth.
That's a sign of our times. We live in a culture and a civilization of the lie now. It has morphed into lying. When we were kids, we were taught, you don't even tell a little white lie. That's bad. Now people are full-on pathological liars, and they don't slow down. It's become the way of social intellectual commerce and communication, the lie. We expect to be lied to, and therefore we lie as well. This is a generality, but that's how most people work. Well, hell, if he lies, if Biden lies, what's it matter? I'll lie. And so people lie. And one of the biggest lies is the one that has always bothered me the most. And that's the lie of omission. When you withhold information and you make it sound like you're making a full and complete statement on whatever you're talking about, but you're holding things out. You're not being fully truthful. You're being partially truthful. That's very insidious. But that's what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen to this one. I'm talking about lying. Here we go.
Well, sooner or later, I don't know if it's all going to be coming out at once. I mean, the one thing for sure is the thing that's on a lot of people's minds is what about outdoors?
We must now be lying.
We must now be lying.
We must now be lying. We must now be lying.
Yeah, not the clearest reversal, but you can still hear it.
Well, he said, I think he says lie, In Lyon, L-Y-I-N. I don't hear a G, but it's the Lyon.
No, And here he's talking about the statistics.
We were having 300,000 new cases per day, and we were having three to 4,000 deaths per day.
Mm. Witness lying.
Witness lied.
Oh, witness lied.
Witness lied.
Witness lied. So you can't trust the stats, okay? Because the stats are lies. Here it is again. Witness lied.
Mm. Witness lied.
Witness lied. Witness lied.
So I don't know who the witness is, but anyway.
Well, he's talking about himself. That's his subconscious. The witness lied here. You, Fauci,
that would be
lied.
Show. Yeah, here he's talking about his financial stake in it all.
They seem to think that there really was not any real organization, any central organization.
Mm. Mess in it, my shares in the goal. Oh, sorry, mess in it, my shares in the goal. I think it's messing up my shares in the goal.
Messing it, my shares in the goal.
Messing it, my shares in the goal. Messing it, my shares in the goal.
Yeah, he has shares in the ultimate goal of this, which is endless.
What it is? There might be something else in the beginning there, David. It won't change too much, but let me hear that one more time, please.
Sure.
In the goal.
Messing it. Hang on, let's go back a bit.
Messing it, my shares in the goal.
I think he says, I seen it in the shares and in the gold.
Oh, okay. Let's play it again. Well, either way, he certainly got shares in the gold.
Yeah, I seen it in the shares and in the gold. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
money bags.
Yeah. Yep, there he is. Here, I think this is Fauci.
I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible to result
in
SARS-CoV-2.
And it says the liar.
Says the liar.
Well, his subconscious is still alive and well, huh? We know that.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. He's telling us all about the lies. I had planned to cover reincarnation in this first hour, but we haven't got around to it. We'll leave that till next week. But yeah, Fauci seemed to be the one off the ranks today. Wow, this was brought about by me being sick by shedding. is how we got onto this one. Yeah.
Not sharing, shedding.
Shedding, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it is sharing, but I get it.
Shedding, yeah. I meant shedding. Here we go. Another one.
Now that we're doing well and you look over at India, they're terribly suffering from this. So
they're war killing you.
They're war killing you.
Yeah, well, that's true. They were dying in India in the tens of thousands at one stage.
We want to remember, and for those of you who can go to the site and look over in the archive on the right side, the big coronavirus archive, scroll down until you see Erica Kahn was on, and we did a program on remdesivir and how remdesivir, being the only allowed pharmaceutical to be used to treat so-called COVID patients in the hospital, was involved in the deaths of maybe hundreds of thousands of those people. Remdesivir killed them. That's the thesis put forth by at least one doctor. And it is a toxin. It's very toxic. So that's one way they got rid of so many people. Okay, David, wonderful reversals. Oh, they're horrible, excuse me. Horrible reversals, but it is wonderful to hear them brought out into the light of day. So thank you for that. And we'll be right back. Yeah. All right, hold on.